SAT reports that former Stanford president Mark Tessier-Levine broke his silence publicly for the first time about allegations in Theo Baker's new book, How to Rule the World, that he was forced to resign not just over flawed oversight of his lab but over how he handled the misconduct controversy. Why itself? From Storyflow Daily. Sam Science brief Tessier-Levine breaks his silence, an MV Hondius quarantine challenge, and a public lands shakeup. Welcome to Storyflow Daily Science. I'm Sam. The most consequential story today is one about scientific integrity. Stat Matthew Herper read three paragraphs from the book aloud at the Breakthrough Summit West, and Tessier-Levine responded directly. The reason this matters beyond Stanford gossip is that the case sits at the center of a broader argument about whether senior PIs should be held accountable for irreproducibility in papers they co-author. Tessier-Levine's response will be read closely by every research integrity committee in the country. Stat coverage is the place to follow it. The story I'd put second is a public health legal challenge. Inside Medicine is breaking that an MV Hondius cruise ship passenger now being held at the National Quarantine Unit in Omaha intends to legally challenge her quarantine order. The passengers were exposed to Andes hantavirus and repatriated to the US. The constitutional question under what conditions can federal authorities hold someone against their will for an infectious disease exposure when test sensitivity for the specific strain is uncertain is exactly the kind of case that sets precedent for the next outbreak. Andes virus has a roughly 30-40% case fatality rate in confirmed pulmonary cases. The legal challenge and the public health stakes are running on the same clock. A separate piece I want to surface is from our Public Lands and Waters, reporting that Steve Pierce is now officially confirmed as director of the Bureau of Land Management. The publication documents that even before confirmation, BLM had transferred 1.4 million acres to Alaska, loosened grazing rules, removed bison from federal lands in Montana, and rescinded the public lands rule which had elevated conservation to equal footing with extraction. A more personal piece worth surfacing, Unbiased Science's Andrea Love published a reflection on speaking as a major science communication event, framing the work of public scientific communication as running toward the burning building. The post is short, but the framing that the next decade of science depends on more researchers being willing to engage public-facing platforms is one I think about a lot. The science angle is that long-term ecological monitoring datasets, the kind that take decades to build, depend on stable land management policy. Rule changes at this pace risk breaking the continuity of those datasets. The open question, will the Tessier-Levine response shift institutional norms about co-author accountability, or does it stay a Stanford-specific story? Watch the next few weeks of editor commentary in Nature and Science. That's your Storyflow Daily Science. Sources in the show notes. Sam out.